So we have been aware of the baller situation for a long time. And we did indeed harden those target areas where the ballers are. We have patrol cars out there as a hard target, as well as with barriers.
Bollards were not up because they are near completion, with the expectation of being completed, of course, by Super Bowl, way before Super Bowl. But that is the reason.
Now, I want to share with y'all, if you did not know, that this particular terrorist drove around onto the sidewalk and got around the hard target, where he did have a car there, we had barriers there, we had officers there, and they still got around. Now, the wedges that you see out there as well, we knew that that had malfunction problems. And I want you to understand, let's say we put the wedge up and it got stuck. There is no way that ambulance could get in or out. People couldn't get in and out. So we knew that these were malfunction.
A lot of very discouraging information that came out of this press conference at 1 o'clock yesterday. That was the voice of Mayor New Orleans, Mayor LaToya Cantrell, and Ann Kirkpatrick, the superintendent of New Orleans Police, about especially their physical barriers. The wedges didn't work. The bollards weren't up. Nothing was functioning properly. And so they were trusting in some cop cars and, hope, I think, was their plan. And he drove up around on a sidewalk and obviously did all the horrible things that he did. Joining us now, we have Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you making some time for us this morning. So obviously what we're all thinking, and I talked about this yesterday with, your public information officer, Mike Wood, of course, is, we have a lot of events in Pensacola. We have Mardi Gras coming up. We have, all kinds of things where people in crowds, art festivals and tastings and whatever the case may be, and whether it's in front of Seville Square or in front of Seville Quarter or at Seville Square or Bartram Park or Wahoo's or at the main parade route on Palafox, people are asking the question, am I safe? What would you tell them?
Well, good morning, Andrew. And first of all, I want to, extend my condolences to all those affected in the tragic incident in New Orleans. Our sister city. Many folks from Northwest Florida travel back and forth to New Orleans all throughout the year. So it's almost a direct impact here in the Pensacola area. But as far as what we do for parade routes and events and things of that nature, we have a very robust security apparatus that we deploy, especially on the parade routes. A lot of it is visible with multiple layers. A lot of it is not visible to the public, but in the background of other things that we do. And every event, we're always evaluating it as a single event, looking for brainstorming for any gaps, any things that we potentially could need. And also, the other part of it, too, is working with our event organizers, our community leaders and things of that nature to make sure that we got all our things covered. And the other important part is, our community plays an important role with information. If you see something, you know something, you got to say something. Prevention is where we want to be ahead of the game. So,
no, I completely agree. One of the things that, I know you guys do is you will park not just police cruisers, which are pretty light, but you'll actually park dump trucks and, large mechanisms that constitute a physical barrier across major intersections. And you have, cops in cars with lights on and on station watching to make sure something doesn't happen. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. So we're deploying heavy vehicles for that very thing. So they're there to stop anything that could potentially come into the parade route or any route of that nature. And that's one of the visible physical barriers that you see as one level. Like I said, there are multiple levels to what we're doing. And each and every event, I and my team evaluates it, and we look at each one, after action, and look, what more can we do to step this up? What more can we do to enhance it? We're utilizing technology. I mean, as technology becomes more and more available, we're utilizing technology as a force multiplier, as, you know, that eye in the sky, on the ground aspect of it as well. So it's a multi-pronged approach, using everything that we got. And as new things come available, we'll be looking to employ those as well. And I would tell you also, me and my team, we monitor everything that goes on around this country. Anything that happens nationally, you know, affects us locally. So we're in close coordination with our different organizations, you know, looking at after actions, looking at recommendations. And most of these chiefs in these major cities are just a phone call away from the connections that we have throughout the relationships we built over time, coordinating with Atlanta PD, Chief Kirkpatrick over in New Orleans. You know, those people are just a phone call away. Chiefs in South Florida, chiefs in Tallahassee. I mean, we have a national reach and coordinating with our federal partners because they play a major role in this as well.
Have you talked with Superintendent Kirkpatrick since this happened?
No, sir. I have not talked to her since this happened. As you could aware, I'll be aware that they are very busy in New Orleans. I've been in close coordination and contact with our federal partners, seeking information that could be beneficial for here in Northwest Florida, making sure that channel of communication is constantly flowing. After learning of this incident yesterday early, I've been on the phone regularly over the last, 24 hours, making sure that, we got everything squared away here in Northwest Florida, making sure that we are coordinating and communicating from a public safety standpoint.
And Chief, I fully understand the need for operational security, investigational security, and I don't want you to say something on the radio that's going to do anything to make anybody unsafe, but I do have some questions about our physical measures here in Pensacola, because I was horrified watching this press conference yesterday and hearing them say that for 10 years they've had these devices that they can't trust and don't work, and that they're in the process of installing these other devices that don't work yet, and that their solution was to park, police cars across these intersections and then get surprised when somebody decided to drive around the police car and go on the sidewalk, which seemed to me like the most predictable thing in the entire universe. I kind of hate to make the comparison, but Germany deciding to go through, Belgium again, it's just the most obvious workaround. So my question for you is, first of all, do our bollards work to stop something like this, including will they stop somebody trying to get on the sidewalk?
So we have bollards. Our bollards go across the street in certain areas along different routes. We do different things when it comes to sidewalks. We have different protective multiple layer measures that we deploy to have in place. So there are things from an operational standpoint that, obviously that I won't go into that [S2] Sure. [S1] Are out there to aid us in protecting the community. We made significant investments, the city has, over the last year or so, into barricades and things of that nature that we are deploying and have been deploying on our major events. So those are other physical and visible things that the community sees that when we're out there. And then, like I said, as always, our information intelligence gathering has to be ongoing. And a key factor in that is our citizens and our community being actively engaged in what's going on and sharing that information with law enforcement. No matter how big or how small it is, those pieces to the puzzle add up.
One question I have is, I know a lot of attention gets paid to Palafox for obvious reasons. It's gallery night. It's a pedestrian zone all the time. But we have events at other places in town that are not, don't quite have that same level of attention. Now, as I recall, Belmont DeVillers had some bollards put in years ago. I don't know what the status of those is. But it seems to me like there are a lot of places where maybe the physical street infrastructure is not there. Does this event make you focus more on what can and should be done for those types of events as well, including the, big trucks and big obvious intersections? Seems like a good start to me, but there's a lot of places where cars have access. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Andrew. That was one of the things that's always on my mind. The event safety, the events that we have here in Pensacola. So we're always looking at those and looking, brainstorming on what more should we and what more can we be doing, and what investments can we make moving forward on those events. We have a lot of events. We have, like you said, a number of different locations, especially as winter goes away and spring moves in, right. We have those major events that come in. They're those festivals. So, I mean, that is always on the back of my mind, thinking about how do we protect these events and how do we be more and more innovative. And I think that's a good thing, because that means that from a law enforcement public safety standpoint, we're always thinking about that. We're not becoming complacent. We're working to be innovative, brainstorming, and working to be proactive when it comes to that, because that's in the forefront for us.
The wedges, the, you know, lift barricades that apparently did not work properly in Louisiana. That's why they didn't have them activated. I've experienced those myself, like being at the Republican and the Democratic National Conventions. The Secret Service obviously uses those. They make everything go very slow, but they do work. Is that a useful technology for us, especially around Palafox? Is that a technology that you guys have looked at?
I haven't specifically looked at that. There are other technologies out there that are more mobile that could be deployed. We've seen some demonstrations from a lot of different companies that that have these devices, anti-truck. They're actually pretty unique because they will start by actual big box trucks, but they're deployable. So those are different technologies, you know, they're used around the world. But, you know, those are investments that we have to look at from a regional standpoint to be looking at. So the other things that we've done is utilize what we got and, you know, the big trucks, the barricades, the investment we made in barricades. So these investments are being made in different stages as we continue to build upon a robust security apparatus for these events.
So those portable, deployable anti-truck devices sound to me very appealing because they're not then specific location dependent. I don't even know what kind of a price tag we're talking about to have something like that, but is that something you need? Is that something you need to ask for? Have you talked with the mayor about funding for that kind of a thing?
We've been in the early stages of actually looking at that. And I tell you, one of the things that comes up is when we go to these different conferences and things of that nature, talking to vendors and things of that nature, this is something in the early exploration. And the event in New Orleans just kind of brings those things back to the forefront to have some conversations internally to talk about, you know, the next steps moving forward. But there is a financial piece to those particular things that I was just talking about, those anti-truck devices and things that are portable. There is a significant financial piece to that. But we're in the early stages. Conversations on those have not been had. But we're always making those investments in other barricades and things of that nature. But like I said, we're always looking how we can enhance what we're doing. And that's the important part of public safety here in the Pensacola and Escambia County, not being complacent, looking at what more can we do, always being hungry for more. That makes us safe to not be complacent when it comes to these particular protecting these events.
The last question I'm going to ask you about this particular subject, Chief, we're talking to Chief Eric Randall from Pensacola Police Department, is I guess I'm super sensitive right now to the sidewalk threat. And it's my recollection that we don't have physical barriers on the sidewalks around Palafox and that vicinity, Main Street, Garden, that kind of thing. And we're in the process of doing the reimagining Palafox, like that we're going to be rebricking, repaving, doing all kinds of stuff. Can I assume that installing, if we don't already have things in that, that's a part of that design process that you're going to be emphatic about making sure that's in place?
Yeah, I'll make sure part of the conversation that we can take a look at that. Off the top of my head, I knew it was roadway and some curb redesign and things of that nature, but we'll have to have a conversation internally to talk about that and how that would affect the project or not. So
yeah, it just seems like, you know, I think on all of our minds right now is just the sidewalk is, you know, the weak point, and let's make sure that's not a weak point for very long. Last thing, Chief, and just a quick thing. We're completely out of time, but I did want to give you a chance to. The red light cameras are flashing, are working, are operable. They're not issuing actual tickets yet. It's just warnings, but they were supposed to go live yesterday. They are in action right now?
Yes, sir. They are in action. If you ride around the intersections, you'll see the signs are now uncovered, photo enforced area. We're in our 30-day warning period as the system, you know, has come live yesterday. This is what starting day two. So, yes, they are live.
Do you happen to know if we've issued any warnings yet? Because I know it was all supposed to go through a process where they, you know, it automatically gets sent to a police officer reviews, and then decides to send forth the, you know, what would eventually in a month be a ticket, but right now is a warning. Do you know if any have been issued yet?
We just started yesterday.
I know. but I know how many people run red lights in Pensacola, too.
So the information will be flowing through us, and
okay.
then we'll have that information.
Fair enough. I got you. I know.
Yeah.
And obviously, you've been pretty involved in other conversations.
Coming,
I'm sorry, what was that?
I knew that question was coming.
Chief Eric Randall, as always, Chief, Happy New Year, by the way. Thank you so much for the time. And really, I appreciate you answering a lot of my kind of sort of rude questions. But, you know, I definitely appreciate the expertise. And I really appreciate your emphasis on technology. That's been a theme of your administration from the beginning, even before when you were hired. That was part of your kind of your pitch is technology. So thank you so much for that. Chief Eric Randall, we'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too.